Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. Man, it is amazing what is taking place in the world today. I got good news for you. I got good news for you that our God is in control today. If you've been going through a particular rough time, if you're looking around and seeing some peculiar instances that are taking place and some things that just don't make sense to you, and you're trying to think logically what's going on, what if people lost their mind, the answer to that's yeah, but God will actually heal a mind.
That's right.
And God prepares for himself. He suddenly when you think it's totally over, when you think it's totally over, and I mean, you think about Israel. I mean, you just think about Israel. Mm-hmm. You just think about them, and in the context of that, they were under bondage. The entire nation was under bondage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. I just need that thing. That blinder thing.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And so then I got to close my eyes to see this.
There you go.
Yeah. And so I see why.
Yeah.
And be still. Okay.
And no.
We are simple people. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. Be still and know.
And no.
Where am I? Okay, so an entire nation, God's chosen people, I meant the people, the covenant people with God. The entire nation is under captivity at this particular time, and the king that was next in line, his name was Ahabius, or Ahab short.
That's interesting. Oh,
wow. Learned something new.
It was more like the and he was into a lot of wrong things. Even though he still was king, he still was a leader. He was into a lot of stuff, and he thought it was no big deal. He thought God was no big deal. Mm. And he had a piercing experience in his future that would prove that God was a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
As he bled out on Naboth's property. But anyway, and then he married into money. No, he married into power. No, he thought, and it's amazing how this works, but he thought that, you know, was father. You know, his father said, this would be a great, great kingdom decision. Why don't you just marry, you know, so-and-so's daughter, you know. She's got a few issues, you know, a few false gods and stuff, but, you know, that would give us
just
know,
a few.
A merger of kingdom. You know, we'll be like the United, I don't know, League of Ahab. Anyway, League of Nations. And so, you know, with that, it got really bad. And as soon as they got into power, they began to put czars in places, you know, their sons. They did. They began to just put their. They began to change all the judges. This is what a king does. I mean, as a matter of fact, America actually. You know, when a new president gets in office, they begin to put new judges in all these different. That's one of the biggest things people understand. That all of a sudden, the judges that you stand before, who judge you based on the context of the congressional laws that are passed, that a sweeping change happens across the judiciary, across the federal court systems, and. So, of course, there's a transition of power. It was already in darkness, but he gave his ring up to his wife because she had a great ability. She was outgoing, outspoken, demanding, and didn't have any problem killing people. Once she declared, it's amazing, too, at the same time, is that she acted like she was under him. You know, signing his name is like, if you're all-powerful, sign your name.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you're legitimately there, why do you need his business card? You know, if you're really who you say you are, why do you need someone else's letterhead? Did you just send my letter?
You signed my name.
Did you sign my name to that? And what it was is, you know, it's obviously seduced power. There, it's not legitimate, and it's not good. And of course, once you put all this new government in. You gotta thicken that thing up. Once you get this government in, that's when things begin to change because they begin to make new rules and new laws, and the people were just under oppression. And it was really bad. You had to go to her parties. You'd go to parties, you'd be in trouble. You had to worship her gods. You had to listen to her prophets. Mm. You know, her whole religion. And they have a go. That's right. You didn't. She's right. And you're looking at him going, what? What? And he's like, okay, I'll just talk to her. Just got to bypass you. It's just not going to work talking to you. Mm. Whoever the true head is, can stick it up so we can either talk to it or take it off. Anyway, and so it's looking really bad. I mean, it's the opposite of God. I mean, they're provoking God. They're setting up false, you know, Baals and Asherah poles and creating a whole new schools of ministry that train up people that line up with false doctrine. Just a whole new, we would say today, where did that gospel come from?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody ends up in darkness and bondage and all that. And wow, man, I am really not talking about America, but it just keeps flashing in my mind when I'm actually talking about this. And I'm saying this because, listen, God, if you cry out to God, if you position yourself, and hopefully soon it's going to be available to you on VFN TV, at VFNTV.com, at least the VFN TV store, you're going to be able to go in and get, facing how King Jehoshaphat, you know, facing impossible odds with God will bring possible victories in your life. Understanding if we do what God says, which basically leads us back to a place of humility and under Him and His headship in our life again, and an abiding relationship with Him, all of a sudden He just switches things. And you had Elijah and Elijah, and these were prophets of God, and for some reason Ahab hated. I mean, there was nothing that Elijah could do to make Ahab happy.
Mm-mm.
Other than lie to him. And, of course, Elijah couldn't lie to him. So it's like, what is up with this? Why are you so frustrated, you know, in Elijah's presence, the spirit of Elijah? And it's like, Ahabius. And so you think it's, at that point, you know, and so many people just go, listen, it's gone. It's gone. And you would think it really would because it was pretty crazy. And, but all of a sudden God speaks to a prophet. He speaks to Elisha and he says, I want you to go down and I want you to, find this particular man and his name is Jehu. I think about one man. God had a plan that he was going to use this one man that was going to begin to restructure things. And he so understood Jezebel and Ahab that he kept his distance from them.
All right.
And so Elijah runs into this room with no witnesses, throws his hands on Jehu, you know, and gets the anointing, takes off, runs. And the people around Jehu going like, what was that? What was going on? And you think when things happen like that, you're like, wouldn't it have been nice, you know, if, I don't know, Jezebel was around there or something like that. And the thing about it is, if she saw it, she would have had your head. Mm-hmm. You know, immediate war would have been waged against you. Because that means that demonic power is about to come down.
That's right.
And so that's the reason why it's done that way. And then, of course, you have the journey to be able, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. And long story short, God was raising this man up, Jehu, with anointing to be able to restructure things. And he able to single-handedly, by his God's anointing and leadership in his life, bring in a whole new governmental structure. Mm-hmm. He changed. When he came in, heads were rolling. Heads were rolling. You know, people say, man, when they come in the room, heads roll. Well, when you talk about Jehu coming to the room, literally. Heads rolls. It was literally all those people that this demonic government, people of God who are under the oppression of Satan, who've given themselves over to God, over to God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a king and a queen. Now, obviously, the king was the one that was chosen. The God said, you know, I regretted the day I ever asked you to pastor.
Mm-hmm.
asked you to, God's regrets. Woof. Anyway, so when he comes in, he was had such an anointing to be able to restructure government, the heads would roll. And what it was the heads of Jezebel's sons. Ahab's sons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go for the head. You spend all your time, I think about what we talked about yesterday in 9/11, that they tried to take down America's financial district from the bottom up, and during President Clinton's administration. Mm-hmm. And they found out that it has to start with the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came back on 9/11 and hit the same financial towers, twin towers, at the top with two aircraft, and they came down. But one of the foundation was exploded back in the President Clinton's administration.
Mm-hmm.
And it just created a lot of smoke and turmoil, but it stood. But if you go to the head,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the head, if the head is right, the body's right, if the body lines up with the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden he comes in there and he begins to just restructure. You know, we need some new judges. You know, we need some new, parliament around here. Yeah, we need some new Congress. I mean, just things begin to get restructured in the church context, and that's what we're talking about. That all of a sudden, you either got to bow your knee to Jesus, or you got to surrender your whatever and move on. I mean, sort of like the atheist that's over that mega church that was on ABC News with the little black line across his face going, I'm an atheist, and this is the only trade I know, so I can't tell my congregation.
Wow.
It's like, did you ever have a clue that Lucifer was over you? Did it just cross your mind that you had the Antichrist preaching Jesus Christ? Which he actually, what did he do? He edited out all those things in his messages, and he turned into a social justice message is basically what he had said. We had that on the VFN Torch. You can actually see his interview on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And so the heads change. Think about that. It was pretty bad. I mean, everybody was in darkness, and everybody was in all. When you think about Baal, that's the works of your hands, and bowing down to, fantasy and sexuality, wrong things sexually, and all these. Just everything that was going on in the Kibbutz was dark. Everything that God said don't do happens under Ahab and Jezebel. And what's interesting about it, under a spirit of religion, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta realize, just because you're religious doesn't mean you're right. You got to stay humble, because we're all susceptible to anything the enemy can do. I mean, we're human, like everybody's human. And like, big enough disclaimer for we won't have that joke. And so he comes in and begins to have a party, because they're used to going to party. You got to go to parties for when she has a party. You got to go. Because he's not having the party for you, by the way. Jezebel does not have parties for you, and you're not on the invite list for you. She or he, it's not a gender, is trying to bring people around them that give them a sense of value and importance so they can be celebrated. So if you're not on the list, if you're not on the invite list, you should celebrate that. Because obviously you probably have something like a spirit of Elijah on you. And you're the last person that Jezebel wanted at dinner, Ahab. And so, but this is how the party would go, by the way. You may have been to one of these parties. You know, all of a sudden she's having this big to-do. You have the invite list, the little cards with your name. Everybody plays exactly where this particular person wants them placed, and governmental dinners and in her government. But all of a sudden, Ahab walks in like a storm, just like comes in the room. But it's already been done. I mean, he's just showing up at her party, at her glory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's there just acting like he's something. But the truth is, it's Jezebel's party that she invited him. And he's talking to people. Everybody's listening to him because they know that he actually is the king. But they realize, you got to tolerate him.
Mm.
But you got to go find out what's going to go on with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it says you just got it. You can't, because he is the king, and he could take your head off, especially if you confront him with his reality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ask Elijah, and I mean, just snap, boy, you lose your head, because the king. And so I'm just talking about biblical perspective of hope now, and with that, the So he'll come in, and it's any gender, but this example, Ahab will come in, and all of a sudden he's just, you know, talking to people, touching people, talking what's going on, hey, what's happening, every this kind of stuff, and everybody's listening. But they have no problem when he walks away because it's meaningless. It's meaningless. There's nothing to it. It's only wind. It's only wind. You know, if you believe the wind, then you're going to be gone with the wind because there's no substance behind somebody whose power has been seduced.
Right.
Authority's been seduced. And save your time. Just go to Jezebel and find out what's going to be happening.
There you go.
You know, save him the humiliation from having to come back and say, you know I said yes yesterday, but I was praying. So what did you say when you were praying to her? I would, but my other half won't let me. Well, obey God. Who's your other half, Satan? Anyway, so I'm having fun today. And this is what was going on. Was this not going on in Israel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he tells us in his word that we have the word of God to instruct us, to encourage us.
I went there too.
Oh my goodness. God, I have a great future in store. And so then suddenly, all these parties are going on, all this evil's happening, and they think they're going to be forever there.
Mm-hmm.
In this small area, in the corner of nowhere, runs a prophet who lays his hands on the man that when he arrives, heads roll. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
So, of course, they're all used to going to parties. So the first thing that Jehu does when he comes to begin to restructure the church government, now we're not talking about the world here, church government, he said, let's have a party. You want to have a party? Let's have a party. You want to have a party? We're going to go down in this valley, and we're going to let it rip. Everybody who loves Jezebel and Ahab's gods, I mean, it's going to be everything that they offered you, all the darkness, all the evil, all the, you know, debauchery you want, you know, I mean, it's going to be like Burning Man right there, right there in the middle of all that. And get ready to dance around the fires, get ready to just dive in. Of course, that's pretty much what happened to people who didn't stay separate from what this evil government began to do over God's people. And so they're showing up. I mean, these are standard parties. You know, they realize they're showing up for Jezebel, but they get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jezebel controls you by what she gives you. And as long as you continue to take from them her government, then you will be her slave. And say what you want to, but if you're lining up for what she gives you every month, boom. I'm the man around here. Yeah, sure. Great. See you at the mailbox. Anyway, so in that, he throws this party, and they're used to going to the party, but this time he goes down to the party. Well, actually, he was on his way to the party. And this is God raising up hope. I mean, think about it. It still looks dark. Everybody's doing dark. Remember, there's a big dark party going on. The very person that you overheard somebody at Starbucks that said that they would follow God. Now they're actually having a party for the same people that always party with Jezebel. It's like, this is the same. There's nothing changed around here. It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Slow to speak. And so then, so he's heading out to go deal with this, you know, restructuring situation. And this one particular man comes running down the trails, and all of a sudden, Jehu stops him. Like, where are you going? And he goes, I was just going to Jezebel's. It's like, of all the people to run into and of all the things to say, and I said, that was a positive thing, right? I'm thinking, oh, bless his heart. That was it, brother.
He's going down.
That's it.
This is exciting, the day that people begin to stand up and call stupid stupid and call wrong wrong and call dark dark and yes yes and no no. I mean, it's beautiful days when things are so clear.
Right.
Only to those who are looking for yes and no's from
That's
God.
Right.
It is terrifying clarity. When people know it's not complicated, it really bothers them. I'm a little confused here. What? That you don't want to follow God? What's the confusion part here? And so he goes to the party, and this is how merciful God is. God touches Jehu, and Jehu goes through the party, all the people in the valley, and begins to look around to make sure the only ones at this party were the ones that were loyal to Jezebel and Ahab, the ones that sat at her table, the ones that ate her food, the ones that bowed at Hashira and his Baal and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And he was making sure, because you know what? Heads were about to roll. And every one of those that chose another God as if there was one,
right.
as if she could have created one or he could have created one, then they went to go see their God.
Hmm.
But first they had to go to the throne of the God
mm-hmm.
and be judged, because they all died in that valley.
Yeah.
And then he went and began to just behead. He removed the heads of, I mean, no, he didn't like say, come on out, you're the head. He severed the thing between the chin and the mm-hmm. the clavicles, the shoulders. He just cut their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
He just cut their heads off. And of course, what happened in the natural in the Old Testament, we walk out in the spiritual. Now you got to begin to cut the head off of the snake. You got to cut, but not physically cut. You just deal with it in the name of Jesus, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the last thing he dealt with at a distance, was her. Because remember, Ahab already bled out.
Mm.
He already bled out. And of all the things, see, you served her all those years. Let me tell you something. I know you're dead now, but listen. You served her all those years, and you bled out on Naboth's property, and you didn't listen to any warning God gave you. And now she's the only one left on the throne, and she's about to go down. But notice, she's there and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The obvious is obvious now. And so Jehu's heading her way. He's heading her way. Obviously, she has a hint now
mm-hmm.
that all of her party favors are dead. All of her sons are dead. She heard that Jehu was coming, and he has the ability to restructure government. And of all the things she could be doing, John,
mm-hmm.
she starts putting on her makeup. You could think of today. He starts moosing it up and tuning his instrument.
Mm.
Mm.
He starts getting his rhythmic rhymes out and how he can blend and shake and move and cause these things to happen orically.
Mm.
He's getting ready to orate. New word. Why? Because you're fixing to be seduced. Everything that person has, male or female, they're going to kick it into high gear. Every tool, everything, every song, every flattering word, every seducing look, makeup. Of all the things she was doing, she was brushing her makeup because she knew, I've got to take him down too. And let me tell you something. Don't think that you're above being taken down. I mean, even Jehu stood at a distance in dealing with her.
Mm.
He didn't go lay hands on her. And this is not a gender. I mean, this is, but it was in this case. And she was there because of Ahab. There is no Jezebel, by the way, without an Ahab.
Mm.
The only authority Satan can have is the one that's surrendered from the authority of themselves. And he steps to a distance. And he looks up to her place where she was at. And he tells the eunuchs that are around here, and that's who's around Jezebel. They're eunuchs. That's why you think about 95% of the church can't reproduce. It's because we have Jezebelic spirits over our nation.
Mm-hmm.
We have religious lockdown over our nation. If 95% of Christians don't leave one person, they cannot reproduce one person in the kingdom of God, not just one. You can't have one baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
come on.
People who don't even know God walk out with a baby and think, we don't even know how this happened. It's like, you know, Christians can hang around for 25 years and not reproduce. That's a sign. It's like Jezebel has eunuchs around her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has to have eunuchs around her because she'll seduce them. And so then, this is good stuff. This is the hope. Everything's happening. You're thinking, oh my goodness, Jehu's about to go down because, you know, she seduced even Ahab, king of Israel. And here comes Jehu coming up there, and he stands at a distance, and he tells the eunuchs around her, says, Throw her out. Just throw her out the window. Can you imagine that, how that would play on the New York Times?
Yeah, right.
Throw her out of the mega church. You're right. Throw her out of the coffee shop. You know, throw her out of the whatever, the storefront. You know, throw her out of the, I don't know. And they throw this body out and say, throw her out. They throw the queen of Israel by marriage in the evil covenant. He was in the evil covenants, wasn't he? Out, and she lands on the ground near Jehu's feet, and horses come and begin to stomp on her. I bet you Jehu was on one of those horses because he was on a horse dealing with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Mercedes by then. And she was just stomped in the ground. And understand this. I want to, and I know I'm talking a little bit long on this, but that's how God feels about this. Because you're putting yourself up as God. You're allowing somebody else to put themselves up as God, and you're worshiping them. We're getting a picture of Revelation chapter 2, the church of Thyatira. And we're understanding this is how God feels about someone who calls themselves a prophet or a prophetess that are misleading God's people. And God's watching from the throne room. And the heavenly host is watching, and all the angels are watching, and Jehu is there, and all the Israel is watching as this one who brought great destruction and led God's people into great darkness. And it's no gender, but this is the case in this instance. And stomps her body into the ground. Horse is 2,000 pounds, man. I mean, mm-hmm. One step of a horse breaks, smushes everything. You can imagine. And after she was just broken to pieces by the hoofs of horses, it makes you want to repent, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dear God, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you want to repent. You think, sir, ma'am, it'd make you want to repent.
That's right.
And then the dogs come. And they eat her.
Mm.
Everything but her hands is left there. That's a symbolism for us to let us know. I mean, it's a reality, but it's to let us know this, that Revelation chapter 2 was not the Old Testament.
Mm.
And the church of Thyatira is a real thing. And no matter how hard you're working, if you tolerate Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess or calls himself a prophet, and they're leading God's people, they're standing behind something, speaking behind it, leading God's people astray, or standing out on their own, leading God's people astray. This is your doom. He says, you will enter in the same bed of suffering as Jezebel, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is her suffering? Cast out, stomped down by the hoofs of horses. Check it out. Look, let me read Revelation. They're coming on white horses whose clothes are saturated with blood, stamping out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. That's stepping on all those who said, I am God.
Mm.
God's not God. But if you don't tolerate her, if you just do what God says and line up what he says, I'll give you authority over the nations. God reserved for himself a man by the name of Jehu and laid his hands on him, and he received an anointing that was able to begin to restructure. And if you listen to people that God is calling to this generation, begin to listen to them and don't listen to what's been seduced in the darkness, just separate yourself from what's wrong and enter into what's right, you can enter into the fullness and the blessing, because under Jehu, Israel came into the light. It's time for us to go back to the light. There's hope.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
At a high school here in Maryland, over the public address system, encourage students to be part of a gay and lesbian, using those direct words on the public address system in a public school.
You said that the key word there, though, and that's coming through the student club. They probably have a what they call gay-straight alliance at the school. Those are allowed under the Constitution and under what's called the Equal Access Act. The same right that gives students the right to have a prayer meeting or a Bible study group meet gives the same right for these other students to have their events, and they're allowed to use the public address system for the announcements. Now, those are announcements that are made through the school's mechanism, but they are from the students, so that's what's called student-led and student-initiated, and that speech is protected. But now the Bible Club needs to be given equal rights and equal access, so it works both ways there.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody. There's nobody like me. Oh. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. There is hope in God. There is hope in God. We had a wonderful time looking back on American history recently. And it's amazing when you begin to look back, everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine learning, imagine information being like a starburst, like you're the center of the starburst and these beams of light come out straight from you, but they don't cross over each other. Well, the way information is coming to us nowadays, that's kind of like how we're learning history. That's kind of how we're learning things. But when you take what you learn and you stack it on top of each other and don't have it all just going away from each other, but lay them on top of each other because they happen chronologically. They happen in the context of your life yesterday. it happened last week. It happened, you know, 50 years ago. You know what I'm saying? You find out, oh my goodness, this stuff is all, and then you find out what was happening at the same time. You find out who was a prophet during the time, who was king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you find out, and this was going on. You think, oh my goodness, you can put all this together. And then you realize this makes sense, which means it helps you look at your day to day and realize all these things are taking place today. That means, and it helps you draw a conclusion about what you need to do. But
context, right?
Yes, consider the context, exactly. Consider the context. Well, I know that Man, you got a powerful testimony about the glory of God.
Yes.
Talk to us, man.
Well, I was abiding this morning, spent time with the Lord. I was in my office, and my door knocked, and someone was knocking on my door, and told me to come in. It was my son, my oldest son, Elijah. He's 13, and he's coming in to ask me. He's doing a discipleship, and he's asking me for another one of his booklets as he's reading in the morning and abiding with the Lord, and he's asking me for another one. I said, go ahead and get one off of the shelf there. And then he comes up to me and he says, you'll hear this, Pat. He says, mm-hmm. Dad, I just finished abiding on the Holy Spirit, and I want to receive the Holy Spirit. I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I know that all I have to do is receive it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this gift. I'm like, oh, okay, put everything down. I'm like, okay, son. So I just being talked to him just briefly. And I said, yep, it's a gift the Lord wants to give you. And he desires for you to have it. And so just put everything aside and told him to pull up a chair, which I just prayed for him real briefly. And we just started, just worshiping the Lord and started praising God. And then, all of a sudden, I said, go ahead, just pray. Just pray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just goes right into it. Just God took him over.
Just
didn't go cranial, didn't go in his head. And he's just,
this is Elijah.
This is Elijah. Just worshiping.
It's beautiful.
He's just praying in the spirit.
Wow.
And it was just a few little words.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like you feel the presence of God. It's filling the office. He's getting louder, bolder,
mm-hmm.
and in between him praying in the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. he's saying, thank you, Jesus. I want this gift. Thank you, Jesus. Now, my son's not a real vocal individual. He's just, quiet young man. And at this time, he's praying. He's raising his voice, and this just goes on and on and on. I have to get ready in the morning. Now I was like, Lord, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to get out of here. This is God. And he's just praying. And I'm just letting him pray. And after he finishes for a good while, I'm talking about, I don't know. I lost track of time, 15, 20 minutes. I mean, he's just praying.
Mm-hmm.
He says, holy, holy, holy. Come, Jesus. And I'm like, oh, Lord, come.
Oh, wow.
Come. And we had such an amazing, beautiful encounter this morning. I mean, it was just God filled the office.
Wow.
His faith was so stirred. He's thanking Jesus, thanking the Lord for the gift of the baptism. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And after we finished praying, we just didn't say a word. And in the stillness.
What can you say when the glory of God just manifests in such a powerful way?
Yeah. So I go, do you feel his presence?
Sure.
He doesn't even open his eyes. He says, yes, Dad, he's here. He's here. And it was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, just glory God just came on in that office, man. It was just, he didn't want to leave, man. It was just beautiful.
Well, if you're listening right now and you have not yet received the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
This same Jesus not only came to save, but to fill you with his power, with dunamis power, the presence of the Holy Spirit. He says, from your belly will flow rivers of living water. And this is when authority comes into your life. Mm-hmm. This is when just your life in God just begins to just unfold powerfully. I know ministers who ministered in the love of God for years,
mm-hmm.
but when they got filled with the baptism, it was a paradigm shift. Because all those years they were toting water.
Yeah.
All those years they were just putting it together, trying to make it happen. Just the labor intense. That as soon as they got the infilling of the Holy Spirit, as soon as they got what Elisha got this morning, and just received it, all of a sudden the dunamis power of God to begin to move in their life and just powerful.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're able to do what we're doing on VFN Radio is because of the infilling, because of the power of God.
Yeah.
When you're hearing prophetic word after prophetic word and words of knowledge and words of wisdom, I mean, we're not that smart.
Hmm.
But this is the Spirit of God inside of us, bearing witness with us and with God. and releasing just everything that you need at that time and that moment in your life. If that's you right now, just be just like Elijah and say, you know what? A young man, a young handsome man, just normal man, that young man that just loves baseball, a great, great young man. He just wanted to be filled. He found out that the Holy Spirit is available to him. And the Holy Spirit's available to you today. If that's you, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just begin to say, I want it. I want it, God. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. I want it. And then just receive and watch the glory of God even now in Jesus' name.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, when I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, and we could read the Word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy, in their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, what the Holy Spirit is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kind of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city, that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them. And nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name, God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, and those that are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org.
Oh my gosh, Steve, have you seen our new Facebook page?
That is awesome. Yes, I have.
All our radio subscribers need to do is go to our Facebook page, and you go to facebook.com/VFNTV. And you can check it out. It's constantly being updated. There's new radio segments posted daily. Mm. And I want to encourage you to like us and have your friends like our VFN TV page on Facebook.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. If you missed the what we just talked about, it is a powerful thing when you have a young man who finds out, he loves God, but he finds out about the power of God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, being filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this morning, he just comes into his dad, John's office, and said he's ready, he wants the baptism, and just goes after God, just, you know, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Powerful.
And God, of course, just manifests his glory and just fills him and
rewarded his faith.
Rewarded his faith.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
It reminds me, speaking of this, that because there's some folks that stay in their head so much that do you mind talking about this to help people out?
Sure.
Okay. His teeth did not move. It's like, because there's so many people that are struggling. I mean, can you imagine somebody's trying to hand you a gift? It's a wrapped up birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to figure out why are they giving it to you? Where does it come from? You know, how am I going to whatever? It's all in your head instead of just reaching out your hands and taking it.
Say thank you.
And saying thank you. And but if you lived your life in your whole head, everything has to make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real limited life when it has to make sense to you, right? Because what really makes sense in life? And but I remember for years, right?
3 years.
Oh, yeah, 3 years.
Wow. Right.
But I know that, you know, anybody, you know, is diligent, you know, Pat's diligent, and he's, you know, he's saved, and he's wanting the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and every time he comes around anybody, everybody around him is getting filled. Boom, 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 boom. And he walks away, and he's still just, you know, and we were actually led at that time to the particular county that we were in where the VFN Dream Centers is, actually. God laid on our heart that we were supposed to go anoint the borders of that particular county, which is the furthest county in the northwest area of Florida, just east of Mobile, Alabama. And we anointed the northern borders that night, and the power of God just, it was powerful, man. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, because when God tells you to do something, normally everything comes against you when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And we get there and to the northern borders, which is, I think there was a dog, a horse, and a farm.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we've never been this far up before, have we?
Right.
Where are we?
Yeah, where are we? Have we found Tom Sawyer? And the and so we're out there, it's nighttime, and just a couple of us. And we take oil and pour it out on the northern border. And as soon as we pour this out, and it was just this boldness, this Holy Spirit boldness just came over us. And we just began to pray over the county and ask God to just bless this county and to protect it and to bring in creative ideas and concepts. And we bind the enemy over, and we just bless the families and called out fathers for the fatherless and just began to just pray. And, you know, serious words came out over just futuristic words that we've seen fulfilled years ago. And we were coming back, and by this time now we're like pumped. We were pumped. You know what I'm saying? It was like when the ride there was real tight. It was a long, long ride. It's a big, I don't know how long the county is, but it was a long county. It's a long county. About, I don't know, 15 New Jerseys. No, the,
no doubt.
At least.
And so we are now going to go to the western border.
I think it was the east.
The eastern border. We're going to go to the eastern border. And as we're coming down the long drive, we stopped to get something at a store to drink. And
it's Burger King, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Burger King.
I remember.
I remember. And so we go in there to get these drinks and come back out. And, of course, Pat's just praying. He's like, I want to be filled. I want to be filled with the baptism. I just want to be filled. I mean, this is... I mean, it was so cool to watch him just really want to be filled. And but, you know, the issue was he's just so smart. You know, I mean, we're not that smart, so it's a little bit easier for us. But he's trying to think intellectually how he could be filled. And he says, you know, that's what you do, because you're sometimes when you're brand new God, going after God, you know, you got a couple years under your belt, you're still trying to, sometimes we're still working. I'm still working myself out of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's probably wanting an authentic experience.
Oh, right. It has to be right.
Has to be exactly. Right.
No, that's over that, because my screensaver he gave me.
Oh, okay.
That's not anymore now. And
he sent that to me too.
Right. His brain's trying to figure out what we're talking about.
That's all right.
And so we're going down the road, and he's authentically. You really. It was so cool, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, God spoke to both of y'all that night.
Yeah, that was going to be your night.
Yeah,
that was going
to
be your
unbeknownst
night.
Unbeknownst to me.
Yeah, that was going to be your night. And so we're making to the borders, and we were so pumped. We may have been driving in excess of 25 miles an hour.
Yeah,
right. Trying to get there, and we're trying to get to the border, and we take driving down the road. Who's driving?
I think. Roger was.
Roger, okay. Roger's driving.
You were next to him.
Right? And then, I don't remember. And anyway, I remember reaching in the back, and you were in the back seat trying to figure God out. Anyway, and so we got the drinks. We're going, and we're going down the side of this main highway. And all of a sudden, this big 32-ounce orange, right?
Yeah.
Orange drink soda that he has in this big glass falls and goes right into Pat's lap. And as soon as his mind went to his lap, boom, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. As soon as he got his head out of the experience, he got filled. I'm serious. I'm serious. Am I not?
That's the truth.
Totally broadsided. Once he shut his mind down, I'm telling you, can you imagine what we're going to be able to do when we get out of Pat's head? It's going to be exciting.
Imagine.
I am so pumped, man. And it was so, because who would ever think you don't need your mind to be filled with the Spirit? Right? Shaking his head. That's right. You don't even need your mind. He spilt a 32-ounce orange drink. You understand, Pat. He's very neat. He's very clean. If you have one drop of sweat on you,
that's it.
And you're just, if Jesus is coming by and sweating, you can give him a hug. I don't know if he would even give him a hug. He's very clean, tidy. They walked around with wipes and stuff. Anyway, no, they're messing with you. It's not true. Almost not. Anyway, and so think about it. You spill 32 ounces of orange sticky drink going in excess of 25 miles an hour down the highway, and you look down at your lap, and you got to understand how Pat would have looked down at his lap. The first word he probably spoke before he... He's grown in the Lord since then, and he got filled. And which helps you. This is what help you, ma'am. This will help you, sir. It has nothing to do with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Because God was already ready for him. All this time he wanted to be able to give him the baptism of the Holy Spirit with power. But he just had to get out of the way and just receive it, just like Elijah did. And that night was so powerful that we ended up on the eastern border on the river of the county. And the river of the county is, that's not the pretty, that's a Scambia River. And we're pouring oil in the river, and he's praying with an Indian dialect, mind you, where the tribes, you know, Scambia is a tribe. Mm-hmm. Scambia is an Indian tribe,
right.
First Nation people.
Yeah, on that river.
And the power of God was so strong, it was just powerful.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was just, it was just an amazing moment, you know, and we're just floating. We're like, my goodness.
Glory to God.
Glory of God, exactly. Glory of God. So then we're going to go over to the western border. I don't know how much time we have, but go into the western border and the Pedita River. We're going to have to tell you about this in the extra hour. You got to join us in the extra hour, but we're going to the western border where the Pedita, because Scambia is covered, has a river on the eastern border and it has a river on the western border, which is pretty cool. It's covered by two rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to go anoint that pour oil in that river, so the anointing would go all the way down both sides of the borders of that county. And when we got there, there was this deep, dark oppression. We were in the middle of the woods some sort of bridge in the middle of nowhere.
Deadly silent.
And it was almost like somebody holding their hands over your ears. You could feel the darkness out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we discovered with that what was going on, a lot of murders, a lot of crime, a lot of darkness would happen out in this particular area out there. You got to join us. And tell you, I'm telling you, God's about to shift things at this moment. And when I'm about to tell you this testimony, where it's exciting to understand the glory and the power of God. But if you want to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just let go, let God, and ask Him, God, I want to be filled, and then receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at BFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at BFNTV.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
I love VFN Radio. You know, yeah. I'm not saying it because I'm part of it. Is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation, and I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so that you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the daily VFN radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
Steve, I got great news.
Tell me.
Did you know that there's an app on how to build a fire?
Really?
There's an app. Yes, there's an app on how to build a fire, okay?
I need that one. Tell me about it.
Oh, yes, you do. You definitely need that one.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's free. Don't cost you nothing to hook you up. But guess what else there's an app for?
drying the wood.
Nope. VFN radio.
Nice.
Does it matter if you have an iPhone? Does it matter if you have a Droid? VFN radio has an app for that. All you need to do is go to your app store and search VFN TV and hit download. And it's VFN radio on the go. So no matter if you're at home, no matter if you're in the car, you're at the beach, you're at the park, you can stay plugged in, you can be encouraged, and you have so much access to so much more. Download the app now, VFN TV.